I am the second of four children, and Christmas morning in our house growing up was perfect. We woke up and we got big piles of gifts, and we ate my mom's egg casserole, and everything was great until about 8:30 in the morning when it was time to go to my grandmother's house. There we met up with our cousins. There were six of them, so now we were 10 children under the age of 10. The first order of business at my grandmother's house was the child gift exchange. So this was a very hurried affair. It was like 2 to 3 minutes, hand your gift to someone, get a gift. It was done. And then suddenly we were corralled by our aunts and uncles and parents, and we were sent upstairs. The reason we were sent upstairs is so that the adults downstairs could exchange gifts in peace. So they could have a little bit of quiet. We children got a little too giddy about Christmas. And the year I was about 9, there was a meeting right before Christmas. It was adults only, of course. And the point of the meeting was to discuss how they could keep us under control, how they could keep us in check. And at this point in my family, the adults without children kind of outnumbered those with children. And some people, like my Uncle Pete, hated children. So it had always kind of been a policy at this point to send us upstairs, and at that point it was kind of law. So we would go upstairs, and this year they sent us up. The boys got Legos and the girls got paper dolls. And in our room, the girls' room, we did have a doll cabinet, but it was meant just for looking. Downstairs for the adult gift exchange, we called it the circle of love, because the parents and adults sat in a circle and they had a lot of rules. You couldn't destroy the gift wrap, you had to save it. And you were like getting bonus points if you brought a lift-off box that somebody could use the next year. And then you also had to either pass around or hold up your gift so that it could be added to the list. And the list is still maintained today. No one knows what, but it's a list of who gives what to whom. And so it would be like, it's a, you know, pea green wool spandex blend size medium sweater from Talbots, and then it would be added. So we were upstairs. We were upstairs for all of this, entertaining ourselves, and it's important, kind of, for the purpose of the story at this point, to note that this adult gift exchange, this circle of love, typically lasted about 6 hours. So it was understandable that we grew very, very bored, and there was one year where we all crammed in the bathroom and we launched soccer balls down on the roof of the family room below, but this year of the meeting, the year when I was 9, we staged like a covert operation and we went down to the basement. And the basement was not kid friendly. It was like a washer, dryer, metal filing cabinets, you know, not much. I don't even think there were any windows. And we came across some boxes and we started rummaging through them, and we found 8-track tapes. We found one of those football games where you line up all the guys and then you plug it into the wall and it vibrates and all of them fall down. I don't know how you win that game, but then we also found a guitar, and it was a guitar with just one string. And people may ask, well, what kind of music can you play with a one-string guitar? But you can play exactly the kind of music that is going to annoy your parents and your Uncle Pete upstairs. So that's what we did for several hours. We sang church hymns and Christmas carols until finally my Uncle Paul, who was always very nice to us, he came downstairs and he came and he brought us gifts. And Uncle Paul coming downstairs was really important to us. He defected and crossed the border, and he confirmed our suspicions, which were that a Christmas without kids, especially one where you actively exclude them, is really no fun at all. That's it.
Jennifer Holden,